May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another inspiring episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you may be in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Kind reminder, when you make dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, then include the ummah as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that for the sake of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam, that He grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering from whatever type of ailment and protection against the oppressors. Once again, we bring to you this beautiful program, the Silsila, all the way from Sufi Nagar, Durban in South Africa. And we have some calls, some questions. So stay tuned. It's handy to have a diary, a notebook, a journal, so that you can jot down the important Madani pearls of advices and the simple wada'if that we try to share and use that as a reference book. When you listen to the calls and the questions, perhaps one of the questions might be in your mind or maybe something that you are currently experiencing or may know somebody. And with those wada'if that are written down, start practicing with good intentions. Or with good intentions, share with somebody else. Perhaps they may gain benefit. If they practice properly through the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will gain positive results. It is mentioned by the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions and Ya Allah, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila. For your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice. I will try to share with others as well. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Certainly, time is fast. Life so short. The angel of death alayhi salam is going to visit each and every one of us. He will appear all of a sudden. We are taught in Islam that we don't know. When we open our eyes, then before we close it, perhaps we may receive that visit from the angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salam. Perhaps when we take a bite of our food, when we put in that one morsel, as we are chewing it, then before we swallow it, we may get that visit from Israel ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And so we are taught, the old children of Adam alayhi salam, be intelligent. And live as if you are going to leave at any moment. And this is the mindset we need to create. And the mindset we need to create is every day, reconnect with the glorious Quran. Recite some amount, some portion of the Quran, but every single day. As Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawat Islam, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great saint of Islam, a great scholar of Islam that is followed by tens of millions around the globe, advises us. Start with three verses, but every day. With the English translation from Kanzul Iman, the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan, every day. Let's do ourselves a favor. Recite large amounts of salawat, Durud e Pak. Istighfar, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah, sincere repentance, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstain from sins, fulfill rights of others, learn and practice the sunnah, learn something of deen or learn a dua for the day. Allah, be punctual with the daily salahs and perform them properly. Obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are good intentions we need to make individually and then start acting upon them. For if you want to taste the sweetness of your knowledge, then we need to practice. We need to practice properly for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the most merciful, the all-powerful, our creator, our sustainer, the one to whom we are going to return to sooner than we realize. Above all, the mindset that we need to create as Muslims, as believers, as ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is that how best can I live this short, precious life to please my Allah Azza wa Jal. There are so many wonderful excellences for reciting Salat ala Nabi Durood-e Pak. It's mentioned in the summary of a hadith that the person who recites Salawat 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Say Subhanallah. If you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, for each one a tree is planted for you in paradise. This is not an earthly tree, this is a heavenly tree. If you want to increase our trees and our gardens, then continue, keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And refrain from unnecessary conversations, useless activities, frivolous activities that have no real benefit, when we can use that time wisely and engage in some kind of self-development, ibadat, dhikrullah, durood-e paak, Qur'an-e paak, seeking knowledge of deen, learning about the sunnah. That's where our focus must lean towards. It's better to be alone than to be in bad company. And it's better to be in good company than being alone. We will request our wonderful team to please go ahead with the first call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Assalamu alaikum, Mawlana Sahab. How are you, Hazrat? Then my question is, what are some ways in which we can increase our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Ameen wa iyaakum. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful question. Love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is part of the foundation of Iman. His love must feature the highest in our lives compared to any other person, any other thing in the creation of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His love is first amongst the creation. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And there are ways to establish, to increase this love. And we need to realize, if I do not do these kinds of things, then I'll just end up drifting further away from love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hubbun Nabi. We have duties to our parents, to our neighbors, our children, but nobody has more rights over us than our master, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our duties towards him, it takes precedence over all other duties. And one such right is that we love him, we cherish him more than anything or anybody else. His love is the foundation of faith and the golden key to Almighty Allah's pleasure. The faithful recognize this essential truth. They embrace his love. They submit to what he has brought. It is not possible to bypass the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, because there's something called the Sunnah. The Sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living, the perfect lifestyle. If any person, any Muslim out there, wants to attain the maximum benefit in this short, precious life that only lies in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that only lies in obedience to the commandments of the glorious Quran, that only lies in living the Sunnah, in practically implementing the Sunnah in our lives. For that I need to learn. So the very first step is ilm al-deen, knowledge of Islam, from authentic sources and scholars. We have so many ulama of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our master, our Imam, Allah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala was a great devotee and lover of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was also acknowledged by those who were against him, that he had deep love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's the kind of love we need to inject into our hearts. So knowledge, that's the first step. Learn about, don't just read the seerah, his blessed biography, no. Study it. How he ate, how he slept, how he talked, how he conducted his conversations with people, A to Z. Every facet of life is covered. So, studying the seerah and then making an intention to implement the sunnah. Recite large amounts of salawat, durood e pak. Every day, every chance you get, recite durood shari. Recite salawat. Praise the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talk about him. There's a beautiful narration that says, the thing that you love the most, you mention it the most. You may be hearing Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah frequently talking about the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, Ghawth-e Pak, Ala Hazrat, talking about Medina Sharif. Why? These are ways to develop that love. The more you talk about him, the more you praise him, the more you send salawat and durood-e pak and salutations and blessings upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the greater your love will develop. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlavi, rahmatullah ta'ala, he says that a sign of faith for a true believer is that he loves and respects the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everyone and everything. He gives precedence to fulfilling the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the believer observes the teachings of Islam, adopts the Sunnah, reveres the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gives priority to pleasing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over his family, over his parents, his relatives, and his wealth. He prefers losing his life than breaching the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla's beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, let's question ourselves. In my books, who is number one that I love? Is it my parents, my spouse, my children, my wealth, my belongings, my life? If the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not at the top number one, then Iman is not complete. What the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, without question, we have to accept. What he forbade us, without question, we must abstain. These are ways of getting close to him, that to gain this proximity, this true love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by adopting his way, by emulating him. This is about copying and pasting. This copying is good. This copying and imitating and emulating is what we need to do if you want success. It's mentioned that as you read the ahadith about the character of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you adopt his sunnah lifestyle, as you observe his commands and his prohibitions, meaning you thoroughly follow the teachings of Islam, as you remember him in abundance, you invoke peace and blessings and salutations upon him in abundance, as you take part in gatherings of his remembrance, like Eid Miladun Nabi, these kinds of functions and religious gatherings, your love will increase step by step. And you want to further develop that love, then love those, also love those who loved him, the noble companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, who would give their lives for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Azwaj-e Mutahharat, the pure honorable wives of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, and the Ahlul Bayt Athar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, the blessed household members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anything connected to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must also be loved, must take precedence in my life. His love over all other love in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His family over my family. His companions over my companions. His city over my city. His masjid over other masajid. His relics, the barukat that are connected to him, the glorious Quran and Hadith. And of course the awliya Allah, who live their lives following in his footsteps, not allowing the love of the world to enter the heart. This is such a travesty that we are here on planet Earth. We are here to earn a halal income so that we can meet our basic needs and necessities. But don't let that love of materialism enter into the heart. What will happen then? We will drown. We will get destroyed. So long as the water stays out of the boat, out of the ship, you save. Once that water starts entering inside, the vessel is doomed. And continue making dua. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase, to grant us His love, to grant us the love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that we are loyal to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's first loyalty and obedience to our Maker, our Creator, and to our Master, the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Almighty Allah grant us the ability and the enthusiasm to truly fulfill the rights of His final and beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May we have the next call, please. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, Mulana Sahab, very wonderful show. My question is, what steps can a person take if bitten by an animal? Jazakallah khair.
Ameen wa iyaakum. Well, it all depends what type of an animal it is. Could be a dog, could be a snake, could be an insect. If a person is by the beachfront, it could be a blue bottle, could be a jellyfish, all depends. See, when a person is bitten by an animal, then we should wash the area with soap and warm water. If blood is oozing out, then apply pressure with a clean cloth to stop the bleeding. Cover it with a sterile bandage and immediately seek medical attention. We don't know. Try to identify what animal it was. If it was a snake, what type of snake? If you can catch the snake, even better. Then the experts will know, okay, this snake has this poison in it. These are the toxins in the body. And they generally have antidotes available. So identify what bit you, if possible. Could be a spider. Some spiders are very dangerous. So what type of spider was it? So these things you're going to explain to the medical staff. And especially for if they are deep or large bites. If a person is bit on the hands or feet, or the animal was very aggressive, or maybe a dog that had rabies, we don't know. So immediately get medical attention. It is extremely important to have a first aid kit available with all the necessary things, like your bandages and your gauze and these kind of things, plasters, etc. If you go to the pharmacy and you just have to ask them, you know, what comprises a basic medical kit, first aid kit, and they will give you a list of things, and it's essential actually. You don't know, any time something can happen. A person could get burnt, a person could get cut or bitten by some animal. So a first aid kit should be readily available. People should know where it is. If it's there but nobody knows, except for maybe one person who's not even there, people should know. In this cupboard or in this drawer, at home, at work, madrasa, jami'a, school, uni, even try to keep a basic first aid kit in your car. Especially if you're journeying, you're going out on a journey, you're traveling far away, keep one, just in case. There are certain things to be recited if a person is bitten by a poisonous animal. If a person is bitten, then the spot the area where that poisonous animal had bitten. Take your finger and move it around that spot, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times, but in one breath. Take a deep breath. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in one breath, 7 times, whilst moving your finger around that spot. 7 times recite in one breath, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then do dump, blow onto that area. InshaAllah ta'ala, to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effect of the poison will go away. But you still need to visit a medical practitioner, visit the doctor. This is part of the system of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as they say, dua and dawa, that yes, you make dua, you read your wada'if, and you take the necessary medications as well. That's the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Another wazifa. Write the following down, or get it written by somebody who's able to write Arabic 11 times on a clean piece of paper. And then give, if it's a child, give the child a bath immediately. And this should be done. This is in particular for a newborn. When the child is born, then give the child a bath. Write down 11 times, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Then you fold that piece of paper like a ta'weez, an amulet, and make the child wear. InshaAllah al-Kareem, that baby will remain protected from dangerous animals and even dysentery as well. If there's a dog, and owners of dogs, if you need to keep a dog for security purposes, then make sure that it's not going to just escape from the yard and harm other animals, human beings, children, other people's pets. That's your responsibility. Some people have so dangerous kinds of dogs that sometimes turns on the owner as well. They have these locked jaws. It's your responsibility. If there's a dog that looks vicious and is barking and wants to attack, then recite the following 3 times. Allah willing, the dog will quietly go away. 3 times read, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. 3 times, this must be recited. If there's a dog that is barking and wants to attack you, the dog will go away, inshallah ta'ala. These wada'if you can find in a lovely booklet called Ailing Worshipper on page 30. This booklet, and there's so many other beautiful wada'if and invocations and litanies there that will benefit us, inshallah ta'ala. You can obtain this booklet from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department, the bookshop of Dawud Islami, or download it for free from dawudislami.net. You can actually download hundreds of books and booklets from the website in English. Many of those are translated into over 30 different languages. Those are all free downloads for the benefit of the Ummah. So obtain the book, Ailing Worshipper. And every home should have, we know every home must have a copy of the glorious Quran, of course. Every home should have a copy of Kanzul Iman, Miftahul Ihsan, Laws of Salah, and Madani Panch Surah. Madani, treasure of blessings. A hard copy I'm talking about. Even on your phones or your laptops, your tablets, it will prove very beneficial, inshallah ta'ala. Can we please have the next call? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mawlana Sahib, hope you are keeping well, Hazrat. JazakAllah for always educating us with your wonderful answers. My question for today is, how can a person protect themselves from jealousy? And can you mention some examples of how people got destroyed because of jealousy? Barakallah, JazakAllah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Jealousy is one of the major spiritual sicknesses that many of us have. Many of us are suffering from this sickness. In fact, so many spiritual diseases we have, we don't even know. And that is why it is essential, it is absolutely necessary to learn about spiritual ailments, their symptoms, and cures for them, because spiritual sicknesses are much more dangerous than medical sicknesses. The medical sickness could, worst case scenario, end our lives. And the spiritual sickness could end our iman. Allah SWT will protect our iman, the iman of our family members, our children, and our future generations. Recognize hasad, jealousy. The moment it enters the mind and the heart, no, this is jealousy. And shaitan is going to whisper all of these evil whisperings and ideas. When it happens, the moment it happens, turn to your left side, spit 3 times with only the sound, as if you're spitting on the face of shaitan to disgrace him further, and recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azeem. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness. If you know that I am suffering from this sickness, make dua constantly. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this sickness from your heart. And if there's any other type of spiritual disease, like backbiting, like ostentation, showing off, arrogance, pride, malice, ill thinking, ill thoughts, suspicions, bad suspicions, and a whole host of other sicknesses, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you overcome these, to get rid of these problems. Be content with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no need in becoming jealous of somebody else's success. Be happy for them. Whatever they have, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Say Masha Allah. Say Barakallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla put blessings in that. They've received it through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be happy for them. Be genuinely happy for them. Yes, make dua for yourself. They have some great blessing. You also want that blessing. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Work, put effort, work hard and smart, and then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jealousy is where you want that blessing to be removed from that person, and it must come to you. That's jealousy. But also desiring that blessing for yourself, that's not jealousy. That's allowed. And keep in mind something, that it's very reactive to become jealous of others' successes, because the world is there. Opportunities are there for you and I. But I need to put that effort in. I need to connect with the right people. Opportunities are there. And what is due to you, nobody can stop it from reaching you. Always keep the destruction of jealousy in mind. When you read over the seerah, the biographies of the pious people, you get to know that those who had jealousy, they were destroyed. Every single one of them. Those who had the sickness, they never lasted. And they are never ever mentioned in a good light. Keep in mind the destruction of jealousy, that it invokes the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It destroys good deeds. Jealousy, according to a blessed narration, eats up good deeds, virtuous deeds, the way that fire eats up wood. And it opens doors to other problems, other sinful things like backbiting, false accusation, evil suspicion. It destroys your spiritual harmony. It destroys your peace. Ponder over your own blessings. Don't focus on the blessings of other people. Strive to constantly rectify and reform yourself. Replace hatred with love. The person of whom you are jealous, when you meet them, be the first to make salam. Give them gifts according to your financial capacity. When they are sick, when they are in trouble, visit them, advise them. Inshallah ta'ala, these things will help to remove the jealousy. If they received some blessing, congratulate them. If they need assistance, help, advice, help them. Praise him without lying in front of other people, especially in his absence. As much benefit as you can cause to him, do it. Cultivate the habit of being happy in others' happiness. And there's something so beautiful that if we haven't started as yet, I will advise you, start it. It's only going to benefit you. Nek A'mal, pious deeds. Download it from App Store or Play Store. It's a free download. And every day you're going to ask yourself several questions every day. Then there are weekly, monthly, yearly questions, lifetime questions as well. That's for your personal development. And remember, personal development must never, ever stop till your last breath. And priority is knowledge of deen, is to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practice upon nek a'mal, pious deeds. That's between you and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, keep safe and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.